This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 12/9/22. The name of the patient is Paul John, capital P-A-U-L, space, capital J-O-N. Last name, Masur, capital M-A-S-U-R. This is a treadmill exercise stress test file, EST, space, Masur, space, P. Space, J. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination, 12/9/22. Cardiac Care Associates, letterhead, referring physician, Ibrahim Ehab, sorry, first name Ehab, E-H-A-B, Ibrahim, M.D., performing physician, Sharon Hermes, M.D., new paragraph, clinical indication, Ibrahim is I-B-R-A-H-I-M. Clinical indication, 62-year-old male with history of CAD with a positive calcium score and hypertension for stress test on medication, parentheses, toprol-XL, 25 milligrams, amlodipine, 7.5 milligrams, close parentheses, period, new paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph. Baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime V1, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 140 over 84, period, baseline heart rate, colon, 77 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient went treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 10 minutes, semicolon, 1 minute to stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 140, parentheses, 89% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 180 over 90 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 25200, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. Patient not experiencing any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets. The patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. The patient had an attenuated heart rate response to exercise, but was able to achieve greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 130 over 84 and a heart rate of 86 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during, there were no VPCs during the test period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Please add under clinical indication where it says 62-year-old male with history of CAD with a positive calcium score and hypertension, make it with a history of CAD with a positive calcium score, history of VPCs, and history of hypertension, etc. To continue, there were no VPCs during the test. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. Normal ECG portion, treadmill exercise stress test to 89% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 11 mets, comparable to his prior stress test. 4, the patient had baseline hypertension with a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, with ineffective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on his current medication, but an improved response compared to his last stress test. Correction, compared to his prior stress test, period. The patient had attenuated heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker, but he was able to achieve greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. 5, there were no VPCs during the test period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Hermes, MD.